during ascension, it is important that everyone spends time alone in their own energy, and this will help them energetically heal, rebalance, and recharge their energy body. You may wish to teach them a simple visualization game called the Angel Halo. Tell your children that each one of them is a special angel and the Creator has asked them to activate their Angel Halo. Teach them to visualize a ball of golden white light, about the size of a tennis ball, entering into the top of their head, and flows down from one chakra to the next, until it is finally released through the soles of their feet into the ground. This subtle activity will help heal and balance their chakras. The following table provides a summary of the various strategies for healing the primary chakras for children, which can be used to develop, modify, and customize the structure of the personal ascension program. Obviously, the first step involves healing the base chakra. Script for children, planetary ascension. For children over the age of 5, the following script can be used to explain planetary ascension. Feel free to modify, enhance, etc. any visual aids such as pictures of our Earth, solar system, the Milky Way, and the visible light, color spectrum can be used to supplement this script. You are a human being, you are a soul living on planet Earth in a physical body. Our planet is a living sentient being and has a soul. We are all spiritual beings. When you were born, your parents gave you a name. Planet Earth has a name and she is called Mother Gaia. Let's talk about the universe. It is made up of many different time cycles. For example, it takes 365 days for our planet to orbit around the solar system and return back to the same position. But it takes 16 million years for our solar system to rotate around our galaxy or Milky Way just once. The entire universe works like a huge cosmic clock, and everything in space orbits around the universe on different cycles of time. When all these time cycles finish and come back to their original starting placement, this is called a grand cycle. Our planet, solar system, and the Milky Way finished this grand cycle in 2012. This happens naturally for every galaxy in the universe. When we finish this grand cycle, Mother Gaia and all the other planets in our solar system will move into a different level within the universe. Let me explain how this works. When we think of a rainbow, we know it has seven colors. We can remember these colors with a short word called Roy G. Biff: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Our entire universe is layered into these colors. These are called dimensions. Right now, we are located in the yellow color, which is known as the third dimension, but sometime soon after the grand cycle, our planet will shift into the green color. This is called the fourth dimension. When this happens, the universal clock will restart again. When a planet in the solar system has a birthday, this is known as a planetary ascension. What will this mean for us? Your human body has an invisible copy or clone. This is your spiritual body, and is made up of tiny webs of energy. It is an exact duplicate of you and has the same shape and size of your human body. It is located 2-3 inches in front and around your body. This invisible body is connected to your physical body by 7 major pipes. These pipes are called chakras. We will talk more about chakras later on. Our spiritual bodies are connected to Mother Gaia's spiritual body. Think of your invisible body like a seatbelt. You are joined to the planet. When Mother Gaia ascends into the green color, all of us need to stay connected to Earth. We need to ensure our physical bodies do not become weak, because we would lose our connection to Earth when she shifts into the green color. We need to take steps to keep our invisible body strong and healthy by keeping it full of gold and white energy. This is called ascension. Ascension means we want to join Mother Gaia and move up into the next color of the universe. Many people on the planet today are completing their personal ascension. Script for children, understanding chakras. For children over the age of 5, the following script can be used to introduce them to the world of chakras. Feel free to modify, enhance, etc. It is recommended that this script be used in conjunction with a chakra diagram, poster or get the kids to make their own chakra teddy bear, egg, use large colored buttons, or use any visual aid that will help children understand the location of their chakras. Your human body has an invisible copy or clone. This is your spiritual body and it is made up of tiny webs of energy. It is a duplicate of you and has the same shape and size of your human body. It is located about 2-3 inches in front and around your body. This invisible body is connected to your physical body by 7 major pipes. These pipes are called chakras. These chakras are also invisible and there are 7 chakras found in the body and each chakra performs a different task. Each of your 7 chakras has their own special rainbow color, Roy G. Biff, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Your chakras are very special. They flow energy from your invisible body to your physical body. You need this energy to keep your organs and blood working normally. This is why it is important to look after your chakras. They need to keep working all the time. When your chakras become blocked, the energy will either slow down or stop flowing into your physical body. When this happens, you will begin to feel tired, angry, and sad. You may also get sick. When your chakras are working normally, you will feel happy and healthy. You have 7 chakras or pipes and these are connected up and down your body. The first is called your root chakra and this is located at the bottom of your spine, or rump. The second one is called your orange chakra and this is located on your navel or belly button. The third one is your yellow chakra and this is located at the start of your breastbone, the bottom of your ribcage. Your heart chakra has a green color. The blue chakra is found in your throat. The next one is called your third eye chakra, and this located at your brow or between your two eyes and its color is indigo. The last chakra is located on the top of your head or skull and its color is violet. To keep your chakras working, you can do some simple things to take care of them. You need to make sure you get plenty of sleep and rest, exercise and play outside, drink 2 or 3 glasses of fresh water every day, and doing the things that make you feel happy about yourself, such as reading, singing, dancing, drawing, etc. Also remember, you are the boss of your body, so find yourself a quiet spot in the house, when you can go to be alone and retreat. It is okay to take time out and spend some quiet time on your own. When you spend time alone in your own energy, this will help you heal your chakras and rebalance the energy in your invisible body, and it is okay to spend a lot more time alone than other children. When you find your quiet place to retreat, tell everyone you do not want to be disturbed, because you need to recharge your body. When someone makes you feel sad or angry, walk away from him or her for a couple of minutes and say to yourself, "I did not like how they made me feel." That ugly energy is stuck to your body. Imagine it looks like black sticky syrup. To get this energy off your invisible body, feel that black syrup melting and flowing down your body into the ground. It cannot hurt you anymore. Here is another good tip. When you have a shower, imagine this black sticky syrup flowing off your body into the drain. Remember this rule: you are the boss of your body, so when something makes you feel bad, walk away and quickly remove that energy off your body. Lastly, the most important thing you must do on a regular basis is to keep your chakras or pipes healthy. So the easiest thing to do is every couple of days, simply imagine a bucket of energy in the color of gold and white light being poured over your head. Feel it flowing down your body from one chakra to the next. Feel this energy dissolving all the black sticky syrup inside them. When you do this, the golden light energy makes you feel good and recharged. Finally, allow the rest of the energy to flow out of the soles of your feet into the ground. Let's do this often and make your invisible body shine like the golden sun. Script for children, life on New Earth. For children over the age of 5, the following script provides an overview of life on New Earth. Feel free to modify, enhance, etc. In addition, it is highly recommended that parents focus on using examples to explain the universal truth of the law of one, love of the Creator and their connection to all things and beings, and the difference between the 3D and 4D spiritual principles or duality and ego versus unity. Everyone that joins Mother Gaia with her journey into the green color of the universe will continue his or her lives on New Earth. New Earth is the name given to our planet after we move into the fourth dimension. Not much will change after we move to New Earth. We will still have animals, forests, rivers and lakes, grass and birds. However, the sun will be less bright and it will not feel so hot. Everything around us will have more colors and things will look sharper, fresh, and brighter. The most important thing about the New Earth is how humanity will live. Humanity means all the people on Earth. Presently, on our planet, we have many disadvantaged groups like people who are homeless, sick, cannot afford a house, or have enough food to eat. We have many types of religions around the world and every country has their own laws and rules. We have bad countries that hurt people, and there are people that do horrible things to other people. Those things will not exist on New Earth. Everyone will be kind and loving toward each other. When we move to New Earth, everyone will be treated equally. This means that humanity will live and function as a united world. It is a world of love, peace, and mutual respect. Every single person will have the same things. Every person will receive food, clothes, house, and education. Living on New Earth means, every single person is united and equal. For this simple reason we will not have taxes, gambling, professional sports, pop stars, police, or the military. In our current world, some people think that they are more important than other people, and some people have more things than others. On New Earth, every person has the same luxuries and we all look after the welfare of each other. New Earth will operate as one united world. This is called a confederation of Earth. This means you can live anywhere on the planet, without any passports or restrictions. New Earth will not have any religions or churches. Everyone will follow the universal principles called Law of One. We only follow one rule, the law of unconditional love, unity, and our faith in the Creator. The Creator is the life force energy that exists everywhere and within everything in the universe. All living things that reside on the planet must be respected. All of us are connected to the Creator's energy, and this is the reason we live by the simple law of love and unity. Lastly, our new world will be more relaxed, stress-free and you will have a healthier lifestyle, which means you will live much longer on New Earth. Summary of Ascension Concepts. This content, the Ascension Handbook has outlined a number of major concepts, which have been summarized below. Ascension is plural for planetary ascension and personal ascension. Ascension refers to the evolution of consciousness to the next highest dimensional plane of existence. Earth will shift from the third density into the fourth density with or without humanity. It is anticipated that the planetary shift will take place sometime after the commencement of the next grand cycle, which was between the 2012 September equinox and the 2012 winter solstice. Planetary ascension is a natural evolutionary cycle that shifts planetary objects, including their inhabitants through the space-time continuum. The planet will shift out of the upper overtones of the third dimension frequency band, 3.8, into the upper overtones of the fourth dimension, 4.8. The completion of the 2012 precession of the equinox coincides with the completion of the grand cycle. This is the end of the current 3D timeline or the end of this vibration and the beginning of the 4D timeline in the next dimensional frequency band. It is not the end of the planet or the end of life at all. It is the end of one cycle and the beginning of a new cycle. At the completion of the grand cycle, two dimensional planes will eclipse each other, creating an energetic gateway that allows humanity the option to ascend to a new reality in a higher octave. Earth is shifting into the green band of the universal spectrum, which matches the vibrational frequency of the heart chakra, unity, unconditional love and compassion. The aim of personal ascension involves increasing the vibrational frequency of the energy signature in your ethereal body. It is the process of releasing the older, dense 3D energy from your consciousness, thoughts, beliefs, and emotions, which is stored in the chakras, and this will gradually increase the vibrational frequency within the energy signature, which allows it to hold and keep receiving the higher vibration. To consciously experience the dimensional shift and live on New Earth, your ethereal body needs to be modulated to the same frequency of the planet. New Earth is the name given to describe humanity's new reality after the planet shifts into the fourth dimension or the next highest octave of existence. It is your ethereal body that will energetically exist on New Earth and not your biological 3D body, because the polarity that creates the appearance of matter in the third dimension will diminish, so matter in the higher frequency becomes less dense or solid. The law of free will is your divine right to personally choose to participate in personal ascension. Regardless of your personal decision, everyone will ascend at the time of the planetary shift. It will be impossible for a person with a low frequency to raise one's frequency on short notice to reach the higher vibration at the time of the planetary shift. The frequency of your energy signature will determine what vibratory realm or dimension you will experience. The people that decide not to raise their consciousness to the higher frequency level will leave the planet through the normal death process at the time of the planetary shift and will return home to the spirit world. New Earth will be governed by the fourth dimensional laws known as service to others, and new humanity will function on the spiritual concept known as unity consciousness, and not the old 3D law of duality and ego consciousness. Synthetic items and man-made or artificially manufactured materials will not shift to New Earth. Once we shift to New Earth, new humanity will unite and work together for 3 years or less to complete the New Earth project, which involves literally starting from scratch to rebuild our communities, buildings and other infrastructures. After the planetary shift, our old 3D Earth or the planetary shell will remain in the third dimension as a non-ascension planet. It will not have a magnetosphere, thus it will be a non-forming planet, which means it cannot support life forms. Over eons of years, our old planet is destined to evolve into a Sunday. However, a couple of decades after the dimensional shift, the planet will begin the process of reverse densification, solid to a gas, and its core will begin to slow, the tectonic plates will stop working and temperatures will drastically cool. The planet will eventually devolve into a non-terrestrial planet and appear similar to what Venus looks like today. Acknowledgements and final comments. I wish to give my gratitude to my spiritual protector, master, and friend known to humanity as Guardian Angel Nemamaya from the higher dimensions, who supported me on my journey and guided me intensely for the last several years to this moment. After I received my divine calling, you helped me understand the truth of my being and the purpose of my divine mission on Earth as a light worker and messenger of divinity. I also must thank my brothers and sisters from the spiritual hierarchy and the many celestial councils across the universe for your love, guidance and support. I take this opportunity to give special thanks to Mother Gaia. My beautiful lady, you are so deserving of your ascension. It has saddened me to watch humanity disrespect your body during my time on Earth. In response to your cry for help, lightworkers and starseeds volunteered themselves from across the cosmos. We have kept our promise, working silently and diligently over many years to complete our divine mission as planetary healers. We are grid workers who incarnated in different locations around the planet. Legions of us have been anchoring the higher frequencies of light into your body, which has assisted in healing your ethereal body. As lightworkers, our ascension has helped release much of your negative energy through our own bodies, which has assisted to minimize the severity of Earth changes across the planet, but at the same time, we have helped you transform your ethereal body into a fifth dimensional planetary sphere. I wish to also give my thanks for all my earthly friends who worked with me as a guide and helped me heal my heart. I will cherish all our conversations, jokes, laughs, and memories. You taught me that death is not final, but we are a multi-dimensional spiritual being. We choose to incarnate in physical form on the earth plane to continue our spiritual lessons or remain behind in the spiritual world to work as a guide and heal and support family and friends, service to others, who are completing their incarnations. I do not feel alone anymore, because you have never left me and I can talk with you at any time. Finally, I am very pleased to be here on Earth at this special time to help Mother Gaia and humanity. Many lightworkers on the planet came here as way showers. This means that lightworkers are here to show you the way to achieve your higher frequency, which means we can provide you with both the tools to learn and complete your ascension, but we'll share our own personal experiences and spiritual wisdom to help you better understand the process. We have anchored the 4D, 5D energy from home to the Earth plane, to give humanity a glimpse of what to expect after the planet shifts to new Earth. And we are here to teach you about the personal ascension process, based upon our accumulated wisdom, knowledge, and experiences. Those of you that successfully complete the personal ascension program will personally link your own higher vibrational energies to Mother Gaia's new unity consciousness grid. More importantly, after ascension, this handbook will serve as a blueprint for new humanity. It provides the basic information to help new humanity collectively work together and create a new world with the same vision of unity. All of us will play a major role, because we are the architects, planners, and engineers for New Earth. We will build a blueprint that will prepare the children of today to be our future. I am also looking very forward to my new life on New Earth. It is my mission as a spiritual master to implement a worldwide network of regional training centers that teaches 5D consciousness, namely 5D healing techniques and wisdom teaching. In addition to my role as a New Earth leader, I will also work as a New Earth ambassador, which will commence after Earth and New Humanity becomes an official member of the galactic community. The Confederation of Light are very eager to welcome us after we arrive, and they will be ready to help us with the New Earth project. Do not be alarmed by the last comment. The Confederation of Light is a galactic cooperative of civilizations that operate under the Law of One, which consists of a large number of celestial councils from different planets, dimensions, and universes beyond our 3D dimension. Our local celestial council consists of the spiritual hierarchy, and the other civilizations that exist on the planets within our solar system, planets and inhabitants, that previously ascended to the fourth dimension. Regardless of your beliefs, by default, humanity is already a member of the Confederation of Planets. Our brothers and sisters from the fifth dimension will provide assistance to Earth after the dimensional shift, hint, 5D law, service to love. The Confederation will freely share their technology, culture, wisdom, and friendship. They will help us complete the New Earth project, which involves the construction and rebuilding of communities across New Earth. But they will not intervene in the affairs if the greater population. They respect your free will. You, as a human being, cannot have a human experience that you do not want to experience. Therefore, several locations across New Earth will serve as technology communities. It will be the responsibility of those community members to work as project coordinators and travel to other communities to implement the New Earth project, which will take us a couple of years to complete. Remember, new humanity will literally have to start from scratch. Likewise, those of you that are consciously open to this notion are very welcome to join my community. Any day now. From www.fortikftview.com The end.